Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome, I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news update, and we got a lot of news. And
a lot of updates,
because I'm sure we all kind of have an idea of what we'll be talking about. But before we get started with that, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and follow this podcast wherever you're tuning in, because we are available on all streaming platforms for the most part. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcasts.
Yes. So it sounds like, well, we do have a lot to talk about. We will be talking about some Le Sserafim, mm-hmm. Redemption. We have some ATs, uh-huh. iLIT, 17, TXT, ZB1, BTS, Stray Kids. And, of course, we will be talking about NewJeans and all the chaos going in with, I guess you could say, the HYBE civil war going on right now, right? But yes, we'll get to that. Let's start with comebacks, because I think we should just get started. We have a lot to cover. Comebacks. Let's see. April 25th. I didn't even realize this, but Jay Park has a digital single coming out called Your/My. Mm-hmm. So that's the title track and the single on April 25th. Of course, this is like Korean time release.
Right. So for us, it's always a day before.
Right. And then April 26th, we have Zico finally with that feature with Jenny.
Yes.
We've been talking about. They, as of this recording, have already dropped a trailer?
Teaser.
Yeah, like a teaser, trailer. And of course, we know Zico is also in charge of the Boys Next Door, right?
Which we will be talking about.
Oh, yes, that's true. We will be covering a little bit of that as well. But yeah, this is going to be dropping soon. So by the time this, I think, episode releases, it should be kind of almost out.
Yeah, April 26th.
So Yeah. And also the same day, April 26th, we got a little sampler of this. We didn't even realize it, but BB and Jackson Wang. Yes. We had a sampler at Coachella. And don't worry, we're going to be talking about Coachella, of course, weekend two. And so, yeah, Jackson Wang, BB did perform like a duet. And it's called Feeling Lucky.
Right.
So if you were at Coachella, if you watched it, yeah, we really kind of saw it. Right, we got like the biggest spoiler.
Yeah, and then they had crazy chemistry together. Honestly, damn.
Wouldn't be surprised if they shared a room.
Okay.
In Coachella,
what I mean,
or a tent in the middle of the desert with everyone else. You know, like it's crazy because if you went to Coachella, I mean, like I'd imagine it's still the same. Like it's dusty and windy.
Yeah.
So like I remember when I went Coachella years ago. I remember every day after, like when we're like on the way back to the hotel, because we stay at a hotel. There's no way I'm camping or glamping. It doesn't even feel like glamping when you're there. I remember picking my nose, and then it's like my finger was black. It's like you just have black boogers.
Gross.
Because of all the dust going into your nostrils and
that's
your
why
nose.
You have to wear a mask.
Exactly. So if you're not wearing a mask, you're gonna have black boogers, and that's my story. Let's see. April 29th. 17 has, I guess, like, they have, like, one of those staggered release of music videos, right? Because we did talk about their, like, it's kind of like their anthology, right? What is it called? 17.
17 is right here.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I didn't really know the details. We speculated it was an anthology. It is.
Right, we did. Yeah, and it is.
But Haley told me that there's...
Yeah, there's going to be actually 4 new tracks on this album as well.
And each of those tracks have an MV release, so a music video each time. So April 29th is the first one, right?
Yeah, April 29th, it's starting with Maestro. I think this one is all of the members in it.
Oh, is it like going to be units for the other ones?
Yeah, the other ones are units. So I'm just going to read it here so I don't like miss anything. So followed by the hip hop team's La La Lee. Which will also La La Lee MV will come out on May 10th. And then after that, it's the performance team's Spell MV. And then the vocal team's Cheers to Youth. And then, yeah. So, and then after that, like, the full album will be out, I'm assuming.
I mean, any details on that?
Actually, it comes out on April 29th.
Okay. So the album itself.
The full album is on April 29th, but then they're releasing these MVs like for each of those units. As we anticipated, it is an anthology album.
Of course,
it's going to have
makes sense.
33 tracks, but only 4 of them are the new ones. And then,
I mean, like, it was like BTS. Yeah, like
BTS only had like a couple new songs, and the rest was just all like.
Like, I feel like some of the new songs were
demos
like demos. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there demos for the 17 one? Do
I
they
don't
say
think
anything?
So. I think we're not they sure have yet. Like Korean versions of other songs that were either like Japanese. But I did write down some of the ones that they're going to be including because, like, these are all basically the very popular songs by 17.
Well, that makes sense.
Adore You, Mansae, Pretty You, Very Nice, Boom Boom, Don't Wanna Cry, Clap, Thanks, Home, Left and Right, Home Run, Ready to Love, Rock With You, Hot World, Fuck My Life, and Super.
Yeah, that's basically
that's
all
not,
the type.
That's not
like,
all of them.
That's like
that
most
of
the
of
big title tracks, right? Mm-hmm. Basically.
So those are all going to be on this album. 17 is right here.
So that's pretty cool. So all these carrots rejoice, and I'm sure everyone has pre-ordered, found the pre-order bonuses that they wanted and are looking for, and there we go.
Yeah, we only assumed that it was going to be an anthology just because the album itself was $70.
True. I mean,
I was like, what the fuck?
And then it's like, Pledis is under Hype, so kind of had that assumption since we saw Big Hit and Hype the same thing with Proof for BTS. So April 29th is not just 17. We also have another artist here, IVE. So IVE is going to release their album at the same time. It's kind of like 17 what they're doing, along with their first music video. Because remember, I think we talked about IVE like I think a couple episodes ago, where they're kind of gonna focus more on like title track releases for comebacks now. So I guess you could think of this as like a double title track. So for their comeback. Heya is the music video that's releasing the same time as the album on this day. And I believe that's also the title track. Then, like, in a couple weeks after, May 15th will be the next one, like Ascendio? Mm-hmm. Ascendo? I don't even know.
It's cool because like their concept is very magical girl Sailor Moon.
Oh, that's right.
Like all their teaser photos and concept photos,
they look cool.
They're holding like fucking magical wands and they look like Sailor Moon outfits, basically. And
it's
they even have a
awesome
transformation locket like on their, I think it was like their track list thing. And I was like, damn.
This is the eye of concept that you've been waiting for.
Yes.
This is the concept you've been waiting for any girl group.
I know.
This is
I'm
freaking
excited.
Cool.
I hope like their music video and stuff will go along with that.
Like incorporate
concept.
It?
Yeah.
I mean, it should, right?
I
would
hope so.
Hopefully it's not just, you know, they took pictures and that's the concept.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, sometimes it is like that, though, unfortunately.
I know. And it's just like, oh, the music video has nothing to do with the concept.
Exactly,
or the comeback, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, fingers crossed. It looks really cool. Like, I remember even people, like, I've been seeing a lot of fan art and everything. Mm-hmm. It looks freaking awesome. I hope they do something more with it, right? Mm-hmm. But fingers crossed. That's all we can do for now. April 30th, Extraordinary Heroes. They will have their first full album.
Wow.
And it's called Troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. Oh, also for the IVE thing, I forgot to mention, it's their second EP, and it's called IVE Switch. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on there. May 2nd, Hyuna has her EP, Attitude, so that's coming out too. And I think that's in like within the week, like span of this coming week, right?
Damn, I'm sure we're going to be May.
We're going to have plenty more once May hits and we have the next episode, so stay tuned for that. But let's get started. Let's recap a couple things that we watched. Weekend 2, Coachella.
Yes.
We made it just in time to watch it on Saturday for Le Sserafim because we watched Spy Family. And we also watched it the night before. We caught ATEEZ, right?
Yes, we did.
Let's start with ATEEZ. So that's the first day of Weekend 2. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I mean, they killed it like usual. They were really good.
It's kind of as expected, yeah. Also, rejoice because no smoke effects.
I'm so happy because I was waiting for it when they were gonna do bouncy because that's when they fucking put all the smoke over them.
I feel like everyone was dreading it. Like we're like, oh shit, here it comes again. And then we're praying that it didn't happen. And
it didn't. Like they didn't
have any
smoke. The Coachella
gods fired the smoke effects people.
Yeah, like,
or like
I'm sure people complain because they're like, hello, it's blocking the freaking artist.
I can't see anything. Like, let alone like it being already at the worst timing, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, you know what? To be fair, you're right. It just blocks them in general. It doesn't matter when they played it because it's just going to even like
it's
I'm
like
sure
a smoke screen.
I'm sure people there like maybe they might be able to see a little bit better. But I mean,
I
if you're
watching so
if you're watching it from the screen, like, you know, most people were streaming in. It was just completely like a giant white cloud,
because I feel like the fan cams that I did see from weekend one of ATEEZ, like it was just the
oh,
smoke.
So it was the same. Yeah. OK, so yeah. So shit, it was still bad.
But what was good, too, is that the cameraman was
yeah,
way better,
okay,
too.
The camera work was like they flew someone in from Korea.
I don't know if that actually happened.
They probably didn't. But at least the person directing and in charge of like the cuts or like, I don't know, maybe they just turn on their A game. Everyone
right
did for weekend two. It's like everyone learned from weekend one as a miss, you know, all their mistakes. That was the learning weekend. This is like the weekend where like everyone
redemption.
Yes, exactly. Mm. We'll talk about redemption very soon. But everyone just kind of made adjustments and everything was good.
Right.
Let's see. Also, Son, he didn't hold a drink, but he held a drink this time for weekend two.
Yes, he was holding an alcoholic beverage.
There was a shot in there, but I don't think he drank
it. He didn't, because I was watching him.
It sucked because like they cut the camera off like when everyone was taking the shots, but it looked like he just put his glass
down
on the ground.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I can't afford to strip anymore if I'd get drunk.
Right.
Because this man, like, you know how he is. He's going to get crazy. He's just going to be completely naked after the next smoke screen.
Maybe he just doesn't want to drink alcohol.
Maybe after the next smoke screen, he's just going to be naked. So you have to be careful, Son. So there you go. But overall, obviously, they did super well. Mm-hmm. A lot of new fans, obviously,
finding out
about them. A lot of new, should I say, not just fans, simps.
Right.
Would be probably the more correct and accurate term for that. Let's move to Saturday. We watched Spy Family, got home. We somehow made it still in time to catch Le Sserafim right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they redeem themselves.
I feel like a lot of Fear Nots were very, very nervous.
Of course. Because, I was like,
please.
I was like, in my head, I'm like, I feel like the whole week, everyone, all the Fear Nots, the hardcore ones, were like defending them,
yeah,
right? The whole time. And then at the same time, we're just like, please don't look this, or don't, like, please, like,
don't,
I guess,
mess up.
Please meet our expectations for a week and two. And they did. Thank goodness. They made the right adjustments and everything. Because I feel like, you know, like I think they're we talked about it. Weekend one, the vocals were completely
not
off.
Stable.
If anything, it's like, Yoonjin was so excited. Like, they were just, she was like screaming.
Yeah. It
and
didn't
yelling.
Sound
she wasn't,
good.
She wasn't singing. She was just like yelling, singing.
Yeah, all of them were kind of like, even like, Eunche, I was like, what the hell? Why is she just yelling?
Yeah. Like, they were just super overly excited, right? Mm-hmm. I guess they couldn't control themselves. I feel like
they were trying to hype the crowd, but then it just sounded bad.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of putting it. And like, I think like it, like I said, like Yoonjin just sounded like she was like going karaoke with friends,
yeah,
kind of shit. But lo and behold, I'm sure they made adjustments. They talked about it. They heard and
I'm sure
read.
They saw
read
those
all the criticism. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right?
They probably watched back their performance.
Oh yeah, of course.
To like
they're probably
learn
like
from it.
They probably hated watching
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm sure.
But I'm sure they like, you know, the vocal coaches were involved. Management was probably involved because they don't want like anyone bad mouthing their artists. Mm-hmm. And they made the adjustments. I feel like a lot of adjustments and a lot of practice went into it because they definitely crushed the criticism.
They did.
Because you didn't hear anything bad after the second weekend.
Yeah, because like their vocals were super stable. It's very, very clear. And I feel like they weren't dancing as crazy when they're going to sing.
That was one of the big adjustments, I think, too, Haley. Because like I noticed it like when they were singing. Because obviously, as soon as like they're singing, everyone is just focused on trying to hear them, right? Because we want to know, like, okay, like, are they sounding good this week?
Right.
I feel like the backtrack was a little bit louder too, but at the same time, you could still hear them singing, like the live vocals. So that was good at the same time. But it was more stable because I don't know if you rewatch it or if you notice it yourself. Like, I think that the Haley is moving around a lot, and I'm trying to.
Sorry.
Are you okay now?
Yes, I am okay. I just bashed
even though
my
you
knee.
Bashed it, and if it sounded weird 10 seconds ago, it's because Haley's knee crushed the microphone cord.
Oh my God.
So what was going on is back to Le Sserafim. If you notice, a lot of the movements were adjusted. Whoever was the one singing the vocals at that time and that during the performances, they're moving less because we know Le Sserafim's performances and their choreography is crazy. Has a lot of movement, and I'm talking about in general, because even if you're shaking your butt a lot, it'll still affect like how you're sounding, right?
Right.
And you could tell like when it's a certain member's turn to sing, the other four members are still dancing full on, but the person singing is like kind of like half. Like
they're doing
the choreo,
but yeah, they're concentrating on the singing more.
And it worked out. Like obviously, it worked out because you didn't hear any more criticism or bashing from like. Like
yeah,
media outlets or
anything.
So it was all crickets there, but it worked out. The adjustments were perfect. I don't even remember because I remember they were using hand microphones in the beginning. But I don't know if they did that in this first weekend.
I don't even remember either.
So I can't use that to
maybe
say it because
I remember
we talked about like I like using hand microphones with live performances because it seems like a lot of artists do that. Too sometimes because it sometimes sounds better. Even like Lollapalooza, New Jeans,
right?
They did hand microphones, so because I feel like the quality sometimes is more reliable compared to
like
the regular mics.
Had all hand mics.
Oh yeah, like majority of them. I think like 80% of the members like had hand microphones. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad as a Fear Not. Like I said, I think Le Sserafim is like my top three groups. Mm-hmm. It's like I could sigh.
A relief,
like a breath of relief. Thank God. So it paid off. All the hard work they did within the middle of the week, right? And not just that. I think it's time not just for us to take a break, but for everyone to take a break. Take a breather. Inhale, exhale, because we're good. Take your bathroom break. Take your water break. Whatever you need to do. We're here to remind you that you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, K-pop talk news updates, and all that good stuff with us every Thursday. Check us out on pretty much all streaming platforms. So don't forget to follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Haley, what can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, and let's start the next page of all the stuff as I try to still catch my breath mm-hmm. from everything we're going over. You want to talk about iLit really quick?
Yeah, so iLit, they actually did an official video for the drop of their fandom name.
Yes, an official video. Yes. Okay, so it was
Lily.
Lily. So Lily was, and I'm saying was because...
Yeah, because like literally a few hours after that dropped, they took it back. And they're like,
never mind.
It's not Lily anymore. So we don't know what the fandom name is anymore.
Tentative again, yes.
But the reason why is because they got a lot of backlash from Blinks and then also from NMIX. Because not like, NMIX, like the group.
Answers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because... Obviously, Lily, that's the name it's of like, the member.
Oh, it's literally spelled like Lily's name.
And then also because Blackpink, for Lisa, her fandom is Lily's, and it's been Lily's for the longest time. So, of course, people were like not having it because they're like, why is it Lily? Like, it should be something else. Like, why is it the same as Lisa's? And you know how Blinks are. I feel like they're
they could get savage.
They're going to get a lot of criticism. So, like... The company itself saw that and were like, let's take it back.
That's a good thing. It shows they're kind of paying attention, right? And listening. And I think, I mean, at least I feel like, you know, as a Blink and like I consider ourselves answers too, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice to see like when another company listens? Because I know that HYBE is not YG and not JYP.
Right.
But it's cool that they listen. So they're like, okay. We take that back. We're sorry, and we're just going to think of something else.
Well, that was the same with what happened with RIZE. Remember their fandom
Breeze, right?
Their fandom name, and then also their Lightstick. So they got a lot of criticism for both, and then they took it back, and they're like, okay, here's a new fandom name, and then we're going to remake the Lightstick, basically. Because they don't want their group being, like, hated on already when it's not even, like,
yes,
released,
especially, you're just doing, you're just, like, fixing all the damage mm-hmm. right in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Before it gets out of hand.
So we don't know what iLit's fandom name is now, so they're probably just going to think of something else.
I mean, that was good damage control mm-hmm. On the part of the company. So
TBD. I'm hoping that it would be something cute like Starlights or Starlit because iLit.
That sounds cool.
It's cute.
Yeah, that would be
cool. And it matches it because it's like Magical Girl.
Yeah, the concept makes sense.
Because their concept, but I don't know what it's going to be.
And then we'll their Lightstick could be cool. It could be like a star, like a wand.
I want a Magical Girl wand for like one of these Lightsticks. And I feel like iLit would be like the group to do it.
I mean, if New Jeans has the cool bunny shape, I mean, like it's possible. I feel like, you know, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, so much for us having a fandom already for iLit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I mean, okay, we talked about Lisa really quick. And I want to bring her up again because Lisa, we talked, I think, about her on the last episode mm-hmm. that she purchased like multi-million dollar mansion
yeah.
here somewhere in quote unquote, it said Beverly Hills, right? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting and funny enough because like, you know, all these news outlets, like especially the Korean ones, sometimes like they don't, you know, it's like when I say Seoul, Korea,
mm-hmm.
I just say that in general because I don't know better. You would know better if you lived in Seoul.
Right.
You would know the different I don't know what they're called.
Provinces.
I don't think it's called provinces.
It's not. Or, okay.
That's like the third world Asian countries. I mean, like, you remember, like, in Japan, it's prefectures, right?
Yeah.
Like, different states almost. So, like, here in L.A., they said just Beverly Hills, but when I looked at it, I was like, this is not really complete. It's not really Beverly Hills. And Beverly Hills is in L.A., Los Angeles County, because Los Angeles itself, we have downtown L.A., but L.A. County is huge.
Right.
Like, it's bigger than, like, Oahu, which is, like, yeah. An actual island, like, for Hawaii, right? And I feel like L.A. County is bigger than that. So there's, like, small parts. And then when I saw this news on Lisa, I was able to find another article.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's from some other Asian news outlet. Mm-hmm. They left the Zillow listing on it. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, I could find the address. And
I mean, anyone could find it.
So, I got the address. I looked it up. I don't really consider it. It's not really Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like on our side of the valley-ish, mm-hmm. like going up. It's on Coldwater Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're from LA, you kind of understand, especially from the valley like us.
That's a long road.
Yeah, it's a long road. but it's on Coldwater Canyon. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put the freaking address out here on the podcast, mm-hmm. but I like looked it up and it's literally like 20 no more than 30 minutes away from our house.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy to think. And we've driven by this place, like her house, before it was her house.
Right.
Multiple times. Many, mm-hmm. many times, like, already in our lives. Like, right. So it's pretty crazy to think she's, like, right there.
She's our neighbor.
She's kind of our neighbor-ish, but, like, not really.
Because
LA is just too big. But it's funny because, like, when I put up the address and I looked on Google Maps, I'm like, oh, it has to be her. Because she has, mm-hmm. like... In the front, you know how, like, in Google Maps, you could look on the street pictures and, like, see what's on the street?
Right.
It's, like, a Mercedes G-Wagon in front on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And if you even look up the curb, like, into the driveway, there's, like, another G-Wagon.
Yeah.
And we know Lisa loves her G-Wagons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, this is her house for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start selling elote there because I know she took a picture of an IG story of, like, an elote guy when she was here.
When she was at Coachella?
Probably Coachella, right? Or even here, because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's elote guys everywhere in Southern California. And now you guys know my next business plan,
mm-hmm.
just to be the elote man literally in front of her house.
I'm going
to
apply as her maid.
Yes. Perfect. This is all coming together. So let's move on from being creepers. Let's see. The next one. Woo, Haley, I think it's time, Haley.
Oh, here we go.
This is the one. Should we talk about everything else first?
It's up to you.
I mean, what do you... Okay, I mean...
Just get it out of the way because it's hot.
Okay,
still.
We're still talking about... Well, we're talking literally about YG,
I know,
technically.
But.
So I guess we'll just move on. So, Hybe. Yes, this is time. We're talking about the Civil War.
Right, I'm sure a lot of you have already heard that there's a lot of... craziness going on in Hybe right now.
There's so many news articles. There's so many different stories and point mm-hmm. of views, like, back and forth. It's kind of hard to, like, get the whole gist of it because, mm-hmm. like, this whole... It's a big story. It's a big thing going on.
Yeah.
But there's just, like, so much stuff here and there to take in from it. So, basically, I guess you could say Hybe was doing an audit of one of their other agencies mm-hmm. underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Like their umbrella of companies, right?
Yes.
B-Lift, you know, we have Pledis, mm-hmm. Big Hit, and of course, Adore
mm-hmm.
is one of them. Adore was getting audited. So if you're not, well, you know, I mean, everyone should be familiar with what an audit is. They kind of go over everything that they've been doing,
mm-hmm.
like financials and like all their other stuff just to see everything is correct. It's like when mm-hmm. you get audited by like tax, like the IRS or something.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were initiating their audit for Adore management, right? It's crazy. So it's Min Hee Jin, right?
Yes.
So she didn't want to comply. That's kind of a red flag already, right?
Right. It's
so
like she did something.
She didn't want to comply with the company audit, and like she didn't even want to even return stuff like laptops.
Mm-hmm. So Min Hee Jin is the one that owns New Jeans, or like. Manages them, basically.
She's the producer. She's the CEO mm-hmm. of Adore.
Yes.
She's the producer, the main producer for New Jeans, because
mm-hmm.
New Jeans is under Adore. And it's just kind of, you know, that's not a good sign already.
Right.
It looks like after that, like, they even had, like, a big shareholders mm-hmm. meeting, like, Hybe itself.
Mm-hmm.
and they had a meeting because, you know, all this crazy shit happening with Adore.
Yeah.
And then now, because of what's going on, everyone's like worried about like what she's trying to do, mm-hmm. which people, I guess, within the company said she looked like she was trying to get ready to kind of defect,
uh-huh.
right? Separate from the company because of, I guess you could say, NewJeans' success.
So she wanted to take NewJeans with her, basically?
Like, you know, separate Adore, get out of the Hype umbrella, uh-huh. and like take NewJeans with along, her, obviously, because that's mm-hmm. like her babies, basically, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, I mean, with that, when you hear something like that, and you know how big NewJeans is popularity-wise globally,
right. yes.
on a global scale, because they're super successful globally, you could imagine, like, the shareholders were right. not happy with that,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted her to resign.
Oh.
So Minhee Jin, they wanted her to resign being the CEO of
mm-hmm.
Adore.
Mm-hmm.
You think she's gonna do that? Oh, hell no. She's gonna go down like fighting.
Right, of course.
And she's like, it's so messy.
It is messy.
I don't know where else to like there's just so many different things to like go by. If you want to have an idea of like in terms of Adore, I mean, like she couldn't have made the company without the funding.
No.
And like without the funding and like being in that big of an industry as, you know, a company as Hype, right?
I know, right. I mean, like if she just did it on her own and was like a smaller company without Hype's help, feel like NewJeans wouldn't be as popular so quickly.
Oh, of course not. Eventually they would. To be fair, like it's true.
But then it's like they would have to work their way up because it's like this group from like a small, like not known company. As opposed to, like, putting Hype slapped on it. They're like, oh, my God, Hype. They have to be good because they're from Hype kind of thing. Because look at all the groups that they produce.
Honestly, like, the most recent one literally is, you just look at Eilid.
Right.
Like, everyone was like, we wouldn't
everyone
have known.
Everyone was watching them because they knew they were from Hype.
They were under a lens already, yeah. right? Like, but compared to a lot of the other groups that we talked about, we even had an episode where we kind of went over, like, the four new groups that
right.
were coming out
and
at the same
ones,
time.
And those ones, you don't even hear about them that much because, like, obviously Eilid is in the spotlight because they're from Hype and they're doing so well already. And it hasn't even been, like, what, a couple months?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, and then, like, yeah. I mean, at the same time, like, obviously Magnetic is
amazing.
Viral.
It's, like, everywhere. On every single video that I see, it's not even, like, related to anything. They'll have Magnetic on it, basically.
And then here's another interesting, I guess, just like, I'm just going to plug in different, mm-hmm. like, facts and stuff as we go along. Because there's just too much to unravel with this whole thing. If you want to think about it like this, too, it's interesting enough. Because, like I said, like, Hype, you know, helped start up Adore. Because, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, kind of helped. Like, Adore wouldn't have been made without Hype, right?
Right.
Because you needed the funding.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so with that said, Hype actually owns 80%
right.
of the shares.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
80% is a lot. That's yeah. basically owning.
Yes.
Owning Adore.
Mm-hmm.
20% is owned by the CEO, which is
Minhee Jin,
right? Mm-hmm. So it's not her call to make, to be honest.
Right.
Like, legally,
mm-hmm.
she can't make this call of defecting. No. Like, what is she trying to... I don't know. Even, if I knew this... Like, and I was her, I'm like, why am I going to even try? Right? Like, because, yeah. like...
He's like, I only own 20%.
There's no point legally. Like, how mm-hmm. can you even get... You can't get through this, like, legally trying mm-hmm. to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you only own 20%
right.
of the company. I mean, this kind of shows some red flags. Because I know, like, obviously, she's a good producer. Like,
she is. She
I love
music.
The music, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of go... If you kind of look back, like, when she was with SM, there's probably a reason mm-hmm. why, like, her and SM didn't work out now.
Right.
And it's just...
Now kinda, we know why.
This kind. I mean, it's kind of going to spotlight. Mm-hmm. If we keep thinking about it now, like, the more the story unravels, the more that she opens her mouth.
Right.
And the more news about her, like, her quote-unquote side
mm-hmm.
comes out... It's making her look really bad.
She is a red flag.
It makes her look so bad. Like, literally, some of the stuff is insane. Like, you mm-hmm. want to tell me some of the stuff that you saw that you told me?
Oh, well, she was basically even saying that Rise and Tuas copied NewJeans' concept as well as Eilid. And I'm like, why? Because... They did a school theme. I feel like that school theme has been done by all K-pop
groups. Every freaking group. like, if you look back far enough, has done a school theme.
Right.
But that's also, okay, that's one part of it. There's more stuff that you told me.
Yeah, and then she also brought in BTS. BTS is the one that freaking made HYBE what it is today. And then she's saying that BTS was actually her idea and PD Bang was the one that stole it from her.
How?
Like, I don't know how. I have no idea. But I'm just like, what are you even talking about?
The thing is, there's no way to back any of this up. You're just making yourself sound hysterical.
And then
right?
Because if for her to say that ILIT is copying their concept from New Jeans and their whole look and style is the same as New Jeans. So people dug. When all of this is going on, of course people are gonna dig stuff.
Here comes the K-Nets and the detectives of K-pop.
Yeah, because obviously nothing is original anymore in 2024. Everything has probably been done at least once. And then so for attention, New Jeans debut song.
Yes.
We all know it, but someone dug and they found a group back in 1996 called Speed, and it's a Japanese group, and the whole fucking concept is exactly the same as New Jeans' Attention.
Pretty damn similar.
Down to them being on the football field and the style of the hair with the bangs and the black, them all looking the same, and even their styling and everything was the same. So it's and then also the bunny logo. So they have a bunny logo too. Freaking New Jeans is a bunny as well. So it's she actually was the one that stole it from them and trying to think no one would find out. But then if you're going to bring all this shit up, people are going to dig.
That's the thing.
And that's what happened. And that people is are the thing. This is going to silence her so hard because what can she say? Because this group was 1996. Half of fucking New Jeans wasn't
They're
even
born,
yet. So I don't know. She's so honestly, I feel like she's crazy.
Not even half. All right. of New Jeans was not born
they're
yet.
They're not. 1996.
No one was born.
So I'm just I don't know. She's just trying to and I feel does she feel so threatened by ILIT's success? I know ILIT just fucking blew up within a week of their debut. Have some freaking confidence in your damn group. New Jeans is obviously amazing.
That's interesting because if that is the case, that's sad. Because
is sad.
New Jeans has taken over.
Right.
New Jeans,
they're
were just
everywhere.
They won Billboard Music Award, a Women in Music Award that we were at.
It's just
they're here. They affected globally.
ILIT
is
all I can think of is
does not
she
at that
feel
level.
So, super threatened about ILIT and how popular they're becoming and they have very catchy songs as well, but their concept is different. I feel ILIT is more Magical Girl, and then New Jeans is more 90s. They're the 90s.
You can
style.
Always change the concept and all that stuff in the end, though, Haley. So
yeah.
It's hard to judge it on that, but at the same time, it's just your members from New Jeans are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same as ILIT either.
No, they're not.
To be honest, you're New Jeans is built on global success for reals, because actually you're the only group within HYBE that has two members that can speak fluent English. No, you know what? I take it back, because freaking Minji's pretty good. Hayne is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden's the only one, but she's getting better. But it's I think I watched a couple of shows from ILIT.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle with English still.
Right, because they don't have any
And they're,
English.
It's crazy because they're newer too. But mm-hmm. it's just it's still kind of different. The members and the background, the training.
I just don't know why she's bringing ILIT into this.
And honestly, I feel it's just greed. It sucks that she's getting feels threatened, but it's at the same time kind of greedy. It sucks what happens when greed takes over a person.
Right.
Right? They get so it's kind of tunnel vision.
Right.
They just want the money. They want the success, the fame, everything for themselves. They don't want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs them. This is cost her her whole career.
Right. She's going to lose. There's no way that she can win this freaking case.
Her whole career is gone. No other company, anyone in the industry is not going to want to deal with her. Right. Who would want to? And to be honest, now let's flip it on the other side of the coin. I feel bad for the members.
I do too.
How distracting and sad.
They're in the middle of all of this. And they're supposed to have a freaking comeback.
We didn't even bring that up, but I guess we could talk about it during this part too. But they're kind of stuck in the middle of a parents fighting kind of thing, right?
Right.
And you're right. Like Haley mentioned, they do do have a comeback that's scheduled for May 24th. It's kind of like a double single that's scheduled. And I think maybe Hybe released that info just to kind of like tell fans like not to worry as much. Right?
Like New Jeans is still going forward with all their the comebacks.
The pre-release of like one of the music videos is going to be April 27th. That's coming up already.
Soon.
Mm-hmm. So... I honestly, like, yeah, and then, like, I found out that if New Jeans, like, leaves, they're going to be fined, like, 210 billion won.
What the fuck?
Like, that's a lot. That's a billion.
If they leave, like, end their contract.
Yeah, basically. Like, if they end the contract early. Like, because I'm sure, you know, like, every group has a contract.
True. And it's usually a long-ass time.
It's a legal contract. It's, like, binding and everything. Like, I don't understand where, like, out of nowhere she thought this would work.
New Jeans is not going to leave. Hybe, obviously. She's just gonna be replaced. Yeah.
And I know people are saying, like, oh man, like, I'm worried too, because, like, I'm like, they're my number one group, right? So I'm also worried about how they would sound and
because
all that
obviously
stuff.
She makes really good music for them,
like the music that matches them perfectly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm telling myself,
there's so many people, she
is talented and that's her style, but there's so many other talented producers out there. Don't think that you're just, I mean, you know, to some point, like, people are special in terms of like that type of talent and being in the industry.
Right.
But don't think you can't be replaced. There are so many more talented producers out there. They may have a little different styles, but there's some that can have similar styles.
Right. They'll probably still try to keep New Jeans like sound as well.
Yeah,
it's doing so well.
It's not like it's gonna be bad too. Shit, I mean, like, shit, just make Zico. Actually, just make me the CEO.
Okay.
I'll be the CEO of Adore. Like, just hire me.
Can you produce songs like
that? I will figure it out. But if anything, honestly, like, yeah, just have Zico. Like, Boys Next Door is doing super well.
Yes.
I'm sure he has a lot on his plate because he's even gonna release a song
with
Jenny.
I feel like that's too much. He can only just handle one group.
But
like,
to be honest, yeah, that's what I'm like. In general, there's so many other people that would fit the bill for that CEO spot and producer. So I'm not worried like at all. I'm more worried about the members because I hope they're okay. And didn't you tell me some other stuff like what Hybe is going to do for them?
I don't even see it here. But there's one other thing like I wanted to say is that it's interesting because a lot of the dance challenges with New Jeans and Islet, they were never together.
And it makes more sense now.
Now it makes sense.
Now it kind of makes way more sense.
Because
like we see a lot of Hybe artists like doing stuff with each other. We're talking about in Hypen already has done stuff with Islet. And, you know, we've seen, you know, New Jeans do a lot with, like, other Hybe artists in the past.
Yeah, but it's just not... Nothing Islet with and Islet. New Jeans. It's so weird. But now it makes sense why, because they're keeping them apart from each other. But basically, so Hybe actually relayed a message recently saying, "We plan to support the New Jeans members in every way, including providing them with attentive mental and emotional care so that they can make a successful comeback. We will also meet with the legal representatives of the members as soon as possible to discuss protection measures." So, like, they basically, like, put all this out just to, like, reassure everyone that New Jeans will be okay. We're going to take care of them amidst all, like, all of this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, in terms of, like, the future of New Jeans, like, I'm not super worried.
Hybe won't let them go.
Hybe is good at taking care of, like, their artists. I mean, look at Big, when they're just Big Hit.
Exactly.
Look how well they took care of like BTS. Like,
And that took in Pledis.
That was their baby. They took care of BTS, like let them grow up and like took really good care of them, even though they were a small company too.
They were nothing.
And also I just like I'm wondering, you know, like as if you were like one of the members, like the parents, I'd be so like worried and stressed too, like worried about like my kids' well-being and like career and future,
of course,
because you know you let your child like get invested in this company,
right?
And they're like training and trainees for like
years,
super young. Like it sucks. It's like, let's hope all this mess gets fixed and we could just move on from everything. Like,
well, we'll see
sooner
when they
than
have
later.
A comeback. They're having a comeback soon.
That we just enjoy and rejoice when that happens. I think we could finally let's move on. Let's move on. I think we all need a mental break and clarity from that.
Moving on to TXT. I think we
still in Hybe.
I think we mentioned this before that TXT was having a collab with like cereal boxes.
Yeah, there's like cereals that like what,
like Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's Puffs. Was there
Lucky
Tricks?
Charms.
No, Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The best one, of
Cookie
course.
Cookie Crisp. So like the TXT members will be on those specific cereals,
right?
And also
right.
there's one of the whole group. So basically, people were taking photos and videos and posting them on like social media, saying that people were stealing just the box and leaving the cereal in the grocery store because they wanted just the TXT freaking photos. I'm like, who does that? Who has a fucking cereal box?
That is ghetto as fuck. Like, and to be honest, that's super ghetto.
There was one photo too that someone had actually like cut out just the photo of TXT and left the box with the cutout and then the cereal as well. I was like, you can't afford $5. Just take the
I take it back. That one is ghetto as fuck. That is the most ghetto thing. You're right. Like,
just pay for it. It and it's eat the cereal.
$4 or $5. But, like, four, like, what the fuck? What is the point?
But another thing is, like, even if I was to buy the cereal box, I'm not keeping it. Like,
Haley
I'm
would
take a photo.
Haley would not post or, like, stick on that on thing on wall. Anywhere on the wall.
I would take a photo of it, post it, and then that's it. Like, if I eat the cereal, the
cereal
box is gonna
be thrown out. People are posting
the
cereal boxes around their room.
Oh my god!
But yeah, that was kind of stupid. At the same time, the cutout part—that's a little too far.
That was that so is, ghetto. I'm like, what
that's
the
pretty
hell
crazy.
Is wrong with people? But yeah, that was just like some interesting news.
Speaking of more interesting news, so Yuki, because she's I think her solo just came out too.
I think her album's out.
Yeah, so like it literally is probably I think came out of this recording the day where we've recorded this. We haven't checked it out yet, but I'm excited to see it because like she obviously looks good. Yuki was my initial like bias too. I really liked her from G Idol because I like her personality. She's like funny. She, if anything, I still really like her. She's probably like my wrecker because I just like Mion more because she's like a Sana from G Idol kind
right,
of thing.
I get it.
Not to mention she was supposed to be like the fifth member of Blackpink ish, right? Till maybe she did some naughty things. But Yuki was not available for one of G Idol's recent shows. Mm-hmm. And it was funny as it was crazy and funny that like they had an actual lookalike backup
That's
dancer.
So funny.
Doing that like with them.
She
performing.
Moved like her too.
It was pretty awesome. It was pretty crazy. And she had like the blonde hair and everything. It was cool. But like during Yuki's part, it's just you hear the backtracking. So she wasn't singing and the mouth was like covered
right.
kind of thing.
I think
but,
she was wearing a mask.
Yeah, it was like a mask. Mm-hmm. It was cool though. I mean, like you don't see it that often because like remember like with if you think about like BTS.
Anyone,
and stuff,
yeah. They just leave a space for them. Basically.
Like they're just empty. It's just there. Or like they're sitting on a chair somewhere on the side if they're injured or something. But it was cool to see them just throw in. Like that.
A and
that, like, in, I think another show too, like, it just, off the top of my head, I just remembered, I think Shuha was not available or something, and they had a teddy bear sitting for her.
I saw that one. It's funny.
That's cool. I like that. I appreciate G Idol for doing all that funny stuff. I kind of want to see them when they tour. So I'm hoping we get to see them when they tour, like, their own actual tour. Because I know we didn't go to the last one.
Right.
But what do you think? What do you think?
I mean,
would you want
to
go?
Yeah, I mean, I like their songs.
I know, of course, it's up to me because I'm in charge of the girl group, so I'd have to pay for you. So, I'm down for Barricade to be honest. Like to just see them once, because obviously, watching them at KCON or like one of those like
it's
festival
different.
Events is still different from going to the actual shows. If you've been to Stray Kids KCON, which is also fun, like when they were there. And you've been to their actual tours.
It's nothing.
Different.
Nothing.
It's a different ball game.
Yes.
You cannot compare.
It's just like a filler.
Yeah, it's like a filler episode. But you can't compare. So I want to see G Idol too. I think you should take the next one.
Yeah, so ZV1 is collaborating with Line Friends and having their own mascots.
So it's going to be like more like Treasure, right? Because it's not like BTS where BTS like designed it themselves.
No, it's not. It's like Treasure. Wait, did Treasure design?
Actually, did they?
I think they designed
it. Why can't ZB1 design it then?
I don't freaking know.
Okay, so it's not like anyone. They're just getting the short end of the stick.
It's probably like Stray Kids with their Suzu. They're just given their mascot.
Right. But
I mean,
with Lion,
designs it.
Just the fact that it was a Lion, I was assuming and hoping they would be designing
Maybe?
It.
Maybe. I haven't seen anything about it because basically they just dropped this out of nowhere for their first anniversary because it was their 1 year anniversary on 420.
Oh, that means 1.5 years left, Haley.
Oh, that makes me so sad. I'm still like very, very sad about that. But so they have their own animal mascots, and they're really, really cute. And they have pre-orders open for them already. And it was really cool because you would get a photo card matching with the mascot, like little animal that you choose. And the member would be holding the mascot.
Skazoo kind of had like something similar, right? Like they had a Skazoo.
They did,
like a
Stray Kids photo card. So did 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. So that's cool. Did you pre-order?
The bad thing is, I couldn't even fucking pre-order because it was for Korea only. So like this first round of pre-orders, it strictly says Korea. Like no one else. The U.S. or any other countries globally,
I hate
not
it here.
Allowed.
I was
so sad. I was like, if they make it for the U.S., we better be getting photo cards too. I doubt it, but we. I'm so mad. I want Ricky holding his like little calico cat. So, but like their little animals are really cute, and like even when they debuted, they already had like animals matching the member already, and then now they have like official line ones, which are really cute because you know line does really well with designing them.
Plus I mean they're huge, like right. They have a lot of stores, like physical stores, and their online stores like make so much money, especially with like still with BT21 stuff.
I know there's just so much BT21 stuff. I'm kind of glad I stopped collecting their stuff because there's a new thing out every week.
And they look cute still. Like, their designs are still really well done. And then, like, Line in general is just huge in Asia because that's also kind of, like, their instant messaging app. So, and they have, like, mascots for that. So, that's kind of why Line is obviously bigger in Asia.
Right. And then, so, like, if you guys want to look and see what member is what, they have it all on their Instagram. But Ricky's is a calico cat, and then Zhang Hao is a raccoon. Because I feel like those two members are my favorite, obviously.
Well, obviously, if those are the only two you literally just told us about.
But they're cute, because like Zhang Hao's is like a little tanuki.
It's cute,
like,
though.
Other...
I haven't seen a raccoon tanuki. Like
mascot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
And they're called Zeronis.
I was cracking up. I didn't know. I thought you were joking when you told me that.
No.
Zeronis. I love that sound.
Because like
I
zero base one and then.
Pepperoni. Exactly. That's cool. Zeroni. It makes sense. That's cute. That's a cute name. Zeroni. That's like props to whoever thought of that. Because I thought that was pretty cool.
That was funny too. Speaking of ZB1, they also dropped their new music video for Sweat. Last night.
Oh boy, was Haley sweating.
Oh, I was. Oh my god. The song is really, really catchy. And I feel like every song that they've released has been really good. Not being biased. I'm not. Don't you think you don't think their song is good?
Oh, they're catchy.
Exactly. And it's cool because, like, it's a summer song, but they were dancing in the rain, and I was like, yay. But I've read the lyrics for this song because I was like, oh wow, it's Sweat, because you know it's hot in the summertime and like stuff like that, but the lyrics are very, very suggestive. Really think it's about having sex.
Oh,
because they're like, I'm gonna make you sweat. I'm like, okay, we all know what that's about.
Cue Stray Kids.
Yes.
Red your favorite
lights,
song.
Yes.
I can't breathe.
Exactly. So there's also another fifth gen boy group that I'm adding to my list officially.
Of obsessed.
Of obsessions.
Yes. 100%. Yes.
But I feel like this one is like more. The reason why I have like such
more,
a small.
More than what?
More than ZB1.
Oh,
the reason
shit.
For that is because ZB1 is temporary. Like, I cannot fully commit to them. Like, I want to so badly because I really, really like ZB1. But knowing that they only have 1.5 years left of their contract,
I can't commit.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm going to collect all their stuff and then all of a sudden, like, oh, they're gone.
It was a nice memory.
I mean, like, honestly, I'm going to follow Ricky wherever he goes.
You could have their cool light stick, if anything.
I want their light stick still because, like, their light stick is like, really unique, actually.
It's just like how our friend Han has like the IZ*ONE light stick
exactly.
when he goes to like IVE or Le Sserafim. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Boy Next Door is mm-hmm. the fifth gen group that I am obsessed with currently.
Are they your number one fifth gen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Even over Rise and
Us. Oh.
The reason why is because they're all very, very attractive. So that's important to me. I know that's very shallow.
It's
but then,
shallow,
like,
but that's the fucking truth. Let's be honest with all ourselves.
It's like, because like for ZB1, yes, they're all very attractive. But then like I only really care about Ricky. Not like care about him only, but you know what? I'm always following his stuff. But for like Boy Next Door, I like every single member. And then
I get it. I mean, for the most, like, I understand, like, my top three groups, I like everyone.
Right.
To be honest, from, like, the group. And like, obviously, like, New Jeans, and then, what, Twice and LeSserafim.
Right, exactly. And then, like, obviously, I like more, some members more than others. That's just how it always is. So, I think my bias is Jaehyun.
Ooh.
And the reason why is because he...
Tess, tell us.
He reminds me of baby Jungkook a lot. Like, everybody says that he's a Jungkook lookalike, and he really, really does look like Jungkook when he was younger. And I feel like that's the same as you. Like, you like Mion? From G.I.O.
Mion because of Sana.
She looks like Sana. And I right. feel like we're attracted to that. The reason why I like Zhang Hao from freaking ZB1 is because he reminds me of, like, Tae from BTS when he was younger too. I just feel like there's that kind of attraction.
Well, it makes sense. You liked Jimin, like if we're going back.
Yeah, that's true.
Jimin because he reminded you of G-Dragon. Right.
There's this like attraction, like naturally. Like, I'm just damn.
Yeah, everyone has their type.
See, look, even if I'm gonna go back, Jun. I like Jun from Seventeen because, and then I like Jay from ENHYPEN because they kind of look alike.
Is basically Jun's twin.
It's not intentional. It's just
preference.
That happens.
Like, it's,
I guess.
Yeah, similarities, preferences. Like, we all have our own preferences. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, when I look at our other like some of our friends that are into K-pop, I could already tell, like, based on their bias, like the types in, when the new groups come out, I'm like, oh yeah, you would have ended up liking that like
exactly. And then
that
see,
member.
The thing with like Ricky, he looks like a fucking anime character. Why did I like Hyunjin to begin with? Because he looked like an anime character, and then so
all,
it's just
all
like
the pieces
that,
are coming exactly. together of why Hailey simps for certain
exactly.
people.
Exactly. So you know my type already. But anyway, so like I watched their entire showcase for their comeback album How because I just got sucked in.
Because quote unquote obsessed, right?
I mean, I really, really like the song Let's Go See the Stars and their title track Earth, Wind and Fire. I blame Joko for my obsession.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Because he's been playing it on his Hybe rhythm game, and I would hear their songs all the time, and that's initially what got me to check them out.
The shittiest part of this whole thing, they had... At the time when came out, they had only four damn songs. So you hear the same four fucking songs all the time.
So I would hear it every day. And then it just got to a point. I was like, man, these songs are really good. I'm going to go watch their music videos. And I watched their music videos. And I was like, fuck, they're really cute. And the funny thing is that I think we talked about them when they first debuted.
Yeah, we did. We brought it up. We're just like Zico. I remember talking about, oh, Zico has a group.
Yes. And then we watched their music video too. And the one that was shot here in Northridge Mall, which is so close to us.
10 to 15 minutes from our house.
And then now rewatching it as a fan, I'm like, fuck,
it's like, shit, that's the Forever 21 we shopped at. There's like the fucking, like, there's the Build-A-Bear. Like,
and they have the K-pop station there too.
Upstairs, yeah. Like, we know that's, like, I know Haley knows it.
Yeah.
But I literally have lived here like all my life. Yeah. So I've been to that mall since like elementary school and high school, so it's kind of fucking wild to see it on a K-pop music video.
Right, and then it's just so weird because, like, I feel like a lot of these groups we did always mention, like, even ZB1, I didn't get into them until after K-Con, but then we had talked about their music video and watched it.
Haley's always late to the train.
I am, but the thing is, like, I'm here now.
She's finally on board.
I am on board, so yes, if you guys... Also, like, Boy Next Door, come talk to me because I'm obsessed right now.
She really is. I like the one member I like is I think it's Lehan, right?
I like
he's
Lehan
a unique
too.
Looking face in the K-pop world. I feel like in a good way. He reminds me of like
very handsome.
Like he's like a handsome, like more like he has like a kind of like a Western. He doesn't look
he
like
does.
A typical like
he looks
Korean.
Like he's mixed.
He
but
does
he's kinda, not.
So, yeah, that's... I was like, damn, this guy's handsome.
So, I wanted to reel in some of my friends, too, because I was like, I cannot just be the only one. Like, no one knows what I'm talking about. So, I reeled in a couple of my close friends and was like, you guys should listen to Boy Next Door, too. And
subtly shoving videos, reels, music in their face.
So, it was really easy because, like, one of my friends, she likes Jungkook. So, I sent her Jaehyun videos. I was like, look, and, like, listen to their music. They're really good. So she got sucked in. There's a member, Taesan. So he looks like Lino and Sunghoon from Enhypen and Lino from Stray Kids. Like, had a love child, basically. And I was like, I know who exactly to send him to. And I sent it to my Lino Sims. And now they are also obsessed with Boy Next Door.
So you know what you're doing.
Yeah, so Charissa even told me today, too. She's like, Haley, I think Boy Next Door is my fifth gen ultimate group.
Damn.
I was like, wow, me too.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, they're good.
And she's like, it's all thanks to you again.
So thanks. Thank you, Zico and Hybe. And yeah, if you didn't know, Boy Next Door is a Hybe group.
Yes.
So there you go.
They are killing it. Like, every single group that they brought out, I mean, I can't think of a bad song. But yes, that is it for
Can you
Boy
breathe
Next
now?
Door.
Breathe, Haley. Yes, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. Breathe, Haley.
Also, good?
Oh, shit.
Some
we're not done.
Really exciting news. But I don't know if it's going to be exciting yet. But Road to Kingdom Season 2 will be releasing at the Ooh. Later half of this year.
Road to Kingdom. If you're not familiar with that show, you should watch it because who does it have?
Well, like
the first.
The first one was Pentagon, ONF, Golden Child, The Boys, Very, Very, Oneness, and TO1. So basically, they're
I'm
like,
confused.
You know,
then because you're saying this next one is season two, then what the hell is the one with Stray Kids 80s?
That's the second part
of season one.
They have to go Road to Kingdom, and then after that, it's the Legendary War. So basically,
Jesus,
the winner.
So stupid. That's confusing and stupid.
The winner of Road to Kingdom will go and battle in Legendary War. So Legendary War has groups that are more like bigger. That's why they had ATs, they had B2B, Icon, Stray Kids, SF9, and then, I say everyone? Yes.
But the Boys.
And then The Boys.
Who are the winners from the first.
Yeah. So, like, if that
I feel
happens,
like that should have been season two, and this should be season three, though.
Right.
Like, to be honest.
I don't
it's
know.
Confusing.
The way that they said it. So, yeah. The Road to King, because they're different shows. They're, like, called different things. So, Road to King. So, the one after this would be Legendary War season two, basically.
Because everyone in this next Road to Kingdom is basically going to be new groups, right?
Because
there's not anyone. I wonder who they're going to choose,
hope
Haley.
I that it's all my fifth gen boy
Can you imagine
groups
all your groups
rise
going at it?
To us.
ZB1,
Boy Next Door. Maybe they'll have like is Gravity fifth gen?
Oh yeah, Gravity probably would be a good choice too.
Zikers,
I think.
Zikers, maybe
this would be interesting.
I don't know. They haven't released any like boy like the names, but it's for the Kingdom one. It's boy groups because they for Queendom that was
obviously
all the girl groups.
So yeah, I'm sure you're excited whenever
I
this comes
am.
Out. So that'd be cool to watch. Whenever that drops, do they say when?
They didn't. They just said the later half of the year.
Okay.
So like probably after summer.
So maybe? We could brace ourselves for this, for the end of 2024, like the second half.
Yes.
Can you want to breathe? Do you need a water break? I can. I'm breathing. Yeah. So this is where you should probably take a bathroom break, take a breather, drink some water, stay hydrated because yes, you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. You're still here with me, Joko, and
Haley.
You say it so slow like you're dying.
My voice is going.
Yeah, so you're here. We're talking about K-pop still. If you haven't yet, don't forget to give us a follow, like, rating, subscribe. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
Find videos there from like a lot of our concert videos. And also you could chat with us on Instagram. Haley's the one that usually gets the messages before me. Mm-hmm. But if you're lucky, you get me.
Yes.
Or should I say if you get unlucky, you get me. So I think with that, we should start talking about BTS and Stray Kids because Haley, it's already been 1 hour.
I know. But thankfully, I don't have a lot of news on these two groups.
So yeah, go for it.
So BTS, so they are renewing their, my God. It's Take Two for BTS and UNICEF. So basically, they are doing the Love Myself campaign and renewing it. And this one is actually going to be aiming to improve and support the mental health of youth around the world. As you all know, BTS is very, very, like, with that Love
They're good
Yourself
with that.
Campaign.
They're good with that, yeah.
They freaking, oh my God, they ARMY and BTS contributed to the Love Myself campaign as of March 2024, 6.6 million.
Ooh,
that's
a lot.
Lot.
That's a lot
so
of money.
Like, yeah, they're renewing it and they're going to be doing that for the children and the teens so they can make the world a safer place, because we all know that the world is not
the world
right now.
The world needs as much help and support and positivity and love more than ever, I feel like.
And I feel like BTS really brings that to a lot of, you know, younger generations.
Jin, come back. Soon enough.
I feel like it's less than 50 days
now. He will lead the charge to destroy the Lulus and save the world with UNICEF.
Also, there's this one little thing here. J-Hope, Hope on the Street, Behind Recordings was released. There's also Behind where he recorded with Jungkook and Yunjin.
Yes.
Have you seen the clips?
No, I haven't seen the clips, though.
It's really short. I mean, like, he just records. She comes and, like, she introduces herself. She does the segment and leaves. And it's the same with BTS. BTS's Jungkook. So it was just like a really short little episode. If you guys want to check it out, it's on YouTube. Stray Kids.
Oh, that's it for BTS already.
Yeah, I told you, like, there's really nothing going on too much. I really had to, like, find news
and
for them.
Well, you could also say for your BTS segment, if you're an ARMY and your bias is Jungkook, check out Boys Next Door. Jaehyun, right? Jaehyun's the leader, too, of Boys Next Door.
The thing is,
that's interesting. It's like Jungkook's the mangne, and now reversed. He's like a leader in the Gen 5 group.
The thing is, like, I really want those two to do a dance challenge together.
One day, Haley.
Jun and Jae.
That was freaking awesome.
I was amazed because I was like, they're like twins.
And they like, know. That they look alike.
They do.
They, like, I think they admitted, right?
They did. Because, like, even the members were like, oh my god, like, he looks like you, Jun. But the thing is, like, I really feel like they know that Jaehyun looks like Jungkook. Because they have, like, all these videos, and Jungkook sees all this shit.
Oh, yeah, honestly. This dude. Jungkook 100% knows. Saw this shit already. He's ready.
And then, of course, like, Boy Next Door, they look up to BTS a lot. Because, like, in a lot of their interviews, they always show, like, their love towards BTS, which is so obvious because everyone loves BTS.
Right.
So moving on, Stray Kids. So I feel like they've been very, very active on, like, TikTok and Instagram posting.
Oh yeah,
all
they're
these,
they're
like,
on top of their
challenges.
They're on top of the trends and the dances.
They
for sure.
are, which is funny because this was part of their New Year's resolution. Like, in a video, they had said, we want to be more on it with TikTok trends.
I'm glad they're sticking with
it. They are. And, well, I mean, Felix did his too, because remember he said he wanted to do charity work. And so he went to Laos.
When he went to Laos. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So I'm like, wow, they're really keeping up with their New Year's resolutions. Let's see if I get Changbin's abs this year. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I don't think he made that as a resolution.
That's your resolution.
So anyway, yeah, they've been very, very, like, on it with the trends. Lino did that cat trend, the cat on the Han River. I feel like that's, like, everywhere, and I freaking hate it because it's such an annoying trend.
But it is everywhere.
I'm like, oh my god. And the funny thing is, because, like, I didn't know where this trend came from. So, like, one of my friends sent me a video, and it was literally news from Korea of, like, the frozen river of the Han River was frozen, and there was a cat just walking on the river. And then the news reporter, he said something, and that's where the trend came
from. That's literally it.
That's it. And then all these K-pop idols started, like, someone, like, made up a dance to it, and then they all started doing it. And I'm like, wow, a trend can be made out of literally nothing.
Out of thin air, for reals. Just find something, and then we'll make it a trend. That's basically what they could do.
Seungmin and Felix did the Pokemon dance trend. Hyunjin and Seungmin did the cinnamon roll dance trend. So I'm just like, wow, they're really feeding us and, like, being active, because I feel like they're usually 6 months late to these trends.
I know, they're the... Like, they're doing pretty good, though.
They are.
They're not being boomers about this.
I know. And then, so their digital single will also be releasing on May 10th. And this is the one with Charlie Puth. It's called Lose Your Breath. They have teaser photos out right now. And then I just, like, I watched all the Stray Kids, like, the new Stray Kids Code episodes. And this one was really funny. There was, like, a segment where they're basically doing experiments and, like, guessing what member will do something, and then like they have to bet test tubes, and then at the end, like they don't actually win anything because these challenges are just for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was this one challenge that was super funny, and I was like laughing so hard is because so Ian, he had to sit blindfolded, and then the other members had to inhale helium balloons, and Ian had to guess which voice belongs to what member.
Are you serious? That sounds... Yeah, I haven't seen this, really, but that sounds fucking funny, actually.
And the thing is that, like... And before the challenge starts, they have to bet their test tubes. And Han was like, I'm going to guess that Ian will get everything right. So I'm going all in with my test tubes. And then so, like, the other members, I think they guessed, like, oh, Ian would only get, like, 3 right or 4 right. So Han was the only one that bet everything, like he'll get all 7 members right, and he did, which is crazy because it's so freaking obvious. Like, even for me, like, you can tell who it is even if their voice is like high pitched and squeaky from the helium. It's like,
shit, Felix would be still kind of a dead giveaway.
You could tell who they were, and it was just so funny. I'm gonna let you watch that like little segment. It's probably like only 2 minutes long. It's so funny.
2 minutes. That's like, short as hell.
Maybe like 5 minutes then.
Okay, I'm hoping like at least 5 minutes.
It's funny because like when Changbin like inhaled the balloon, like he started talking, but then his voice cracked and it started like going deep again. And he's like trying to inhale it again. And they're just like cracking up. It's like they couldn't even. And Ian was like cackling too, but he's like guessing every single one right. And then he was like, wait. I'm confused. Like, was this really that person? And he didn't even know that he was getting it correct. And then at the end, he was like super surprised. He's like, oh shit, I got them all right.
There you go. He knows them.
He knows them.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a new Stray Kids code this Thursday. So I feel like they're putting out a lot of content lately, even though they're not like actually
feeding you because
actively promoting.
They're feeding you because they know you've been cheating on them with Boys Next Door.
Don't tell them that.
Uh-oh. When Changbin finds out.
I mean, he even asked me too. He's like, how come you're not listening to Stray Kids right now? I was like, because they haven't put anything out yet.
You changed.
And then just quickly, Hyunjin has 6 solo magazine covers coming out for Elle Korea for Cartier.
Elle Korea always has all these like amazing covers for
they
like
do.
K-pop artists and idols.
And I'm like, I don't know which cover is the best one because he looks good in all of them.
Are you going to buy one, you think?
I
or
don't
no?
know. Maybe.
You still have a couple other ones, but it's like, I don't know what else to do with it.
We have to put like a display or something. I mean, like, yeah.
Shit, where do we have the space in our house is the question.
Nowhere. I mean, yeah, so like, and then Seungmin also attended the Chanel pop-up event in Korea.
Yeah, I know that because of the damn memes I've been seeing of him and Changbin dancing on the fucking table.
I
think I posted it on our IG already.
Yeah, so I'll
repost it again though.
So Lino and Changbin did a dance challenge recently, and then there was part of it Changbin was just like
Booty popping. Twerking kind
of
thing.
And of course, some people cut him out and edit him. And like, they put him on a table where Seungmin was
sitting. People are so fucking fast with editing these kind of things.
It's
so
funny.
I love it.
Just check it out on our Instagram because I can't really
explain post it the whole week. We'll just keep reposting
when
it's gone.
There should have been like dollar bills like flying everywhere.
Shit.
Like
yeah.
A stripper. Okay, my voice is gone.
So as Haley is dying, let's just say goodbye to everyone. So thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us. Don't forget to like, hit that rating because 5 stars is always nice. Give us a review too if you want. It's always nice getting these reviews and reading them. You guys have a lot of nice kind words,
yes,
including the
you.
Haters. Thank you. you know, just overall, I think the ratings have been really nice and you know, have been up. Everyone's been giving us like 5 stars. I'm like, damn, we have 4.8 on Spotify. It's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. And just everyone that's tuning in, there's thousands of you that tune in. We appreciate it no matter where you are. And if we get a lot of interesting and, you know, cool messages on Instagram, mm-hmm. which I'm going to tell Haley to do her part as always to where you can check us out. But on Instagram, it's cool when we read stuff saying that like you guys are from, you know, just some random ass city or random ass country
random.
And you have like no one to talk to, yeah. K-pop. So I'm glad we're the outlet that you could, you know, just kind of converse and chat and listen mm-hmm. along with us and, you know, simp about K-pop and just talk about all the stuff going on in the K-pop world. That's what we're here for. And that's why we're still doing this because we enjoy doing that and, you know, like just interacting and talking about K-pop. Haley, where can they check us out and where can they message us about K-pop?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast and send your DMs to our Instagram.
So, yeah. So all of the DMs and the messages, we do not barely go on TikTok anymore. Not to mention, it might get banned here.
Isn't that crazy?
In the USA, TikTok will probably get banned.
Maybe.
So, yeah, that's why we don't really post on there as much. So Instagram is definitely the place where you could check us out. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like I said, all your ratings and all that, all the love and everything would goes a long way. It helps. And thank you for joining us again this week. It kind of went longer, but, man, we got a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. And as always, from here on out, there's always going to be just so much to talk about. Oh, we didn't even bring it up.
What?
Fuck, maybe I'll bring it up in the next episode. Water Bomb.
Water Bomb is coming to L.A.
Yeah, Water Bomb is announced for L.A. We didn't put that in the notes because just so much shit going on. No dates, no notes. Maybe we'll talk about it more when it's when it happens, when we get some more news. Then we could talk about it and get excited about
that. But our manifesting worked.
It worked. I feel like we were praying for it. The news came out right when we were done recording. Yeah. Like right when we finished. And I forgot to like message myself a note, but
we'll talk about it when we get like actual like artists.
And Haley and I have been fucking working out. Like we started working out like every day since the news. We're like,
gotta look
shit.
Good, bang chance.
Yeah, gotta look for in case he comes.
I don't know.
In case he comes, but I mean, Nyan is gonna be at the one in Korea for the first time. That's like the first Twice member. Mm-hmm. So fingers crossed, if we get Water Bomb LA Nyan,
let's go, Ricky.
Yes, because for some reason Ricky will just be here by himself, just like spoken like a true solo toxic Delulu Ricky style. So thank you for joining us as always. Till the next episode, please, wherever you are in the world, take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.